From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks that come a week after the finalization of an Iran nuclear deal. Carter sought to reassure Israel on Monday, calling the country the bedrock of the American strategy. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power says the deal gives Iran the opportunity to prove its program is peaceful, although concerns about Tehran's behavior remain. The U.S. Congress has started a review of the nuclear deal, which could take up to 60 days, which they can accept or reject. Secretary Kerry spoke to VOA's Persian service and explained about the why the okay from Congress is needed. Meanwhile, North Korea says it has no interest in negotiations similar to those between Iran and world powers that would result in Pyongyang giving up its nuclear capabilities. The foreign ministry statement Tuesday said it's illogical to compare Iran's nuclear agreement with the situation in North Korea because Pyongyang is always subjected to provocative U.S. military hostilities, including massive joint military exercise and a grave nuclear threat. Iran said six world powers finalized a deal last week that would limit Iran's nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief. Following the agreement, U.S. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman called the North Korea to learn from the deal. VOA News. Toshiba's corporation chief executive stepped down on Tuesday after an independent investigation found that he had been aware that the company had inflated its profits in the country's biggest corporate scandal in years. The CEO and president, Hiso Tanaka, said he will be temporarily replaced by the chairman, Masashi Muromachi, adding that the company was considering appointing outside directors to over half of its board seats. Tanaka spoke to a news conference after making a ritual bow of contrition to a flurry of camera shutters and flashes. Monday's report by an outside panel of accountants and lawyers said Toshiba had overstated its operating profit by 151.8 billion yen, or $1.22 billion, over several years. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, is expected to win a third term in office as voters take part in an election Tuesday boycotted by the opposition. The election went ahead despite months of anti-government protest and appeals from the international community for the president to step aside. Critics say Mr. Nkurunziza should not be eligible to serve another term, but Burundi's constitutional court has ruled he is eligible because he was chosen by lawmakers and not popularly elected for his first term. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hosts Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the State Department Tuesday as the African leader continues a four-day U.S. visit. On Monday, the Nigerian leader met with President Barack Obama at the White House to discuss the threat posed by Boko Haram militants as well as other issues. Mr. Obama praised the recent election in Nigeria, marking the first democratic transfer of power since the end of military rule in 1999. Japan says China's aggressive maritime activities in the East China Sea are among the major threats to the country's security. It comes as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe pushes through a series of controversial measures aimed at expanding the role of Japan's military. In its annual defense review issued Tuesday, Japan's ministry lashed out at Beijing's development of undersea oil and gas reserves in the East China Sea, as well as increasing its military presence near a series of Japanese-controlled islands that are also claimed by China. Hollywood actor George Clooney Monday launched an initiative aimed at ending African conflicts by targeting the funding of such fighting. Clooney joined forces with human rights activist John Pendergrass to form The Century, which will investigate the flow of money in and out of conflict zones. The actor says real leverage for peace and human rights will come from the people who will benefit. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.